More than 500,000 children were abused and neglected in the United States in 2022. That's the most recent year for which there is national data, according to the National Children's Alliance. When families or guardians in crisis don't have a place to remove children from potential danger, children may fall victim to that danger. Crisis nurseries and respite centers can lessen that likelihood. And there's a center in Milwaukee that's been doing that work for more than 30 years. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter, Taryn Powell, has the story.
Crisis nurseries were established to provide immediate, temporary stress relief for parents and caregivers. In the late 1980s and early 1990s, federal funding was set aside to help create such centers. And in Milwaukee in 1990, the Lacausa Crisis Nursery and Respite Center began its work. Director Carl Schoendorf says it helps ease the pressures of stressful situations.
A lot of times stress is cumulative and little things can keep adding up and you never know when the whistle might blow. So we want to try to keep the levels of the stress down so the whistle doesn't blow.
Schoendorf says children can stay at the center for up to 72 hours.
And so when the kids are here, hopefully the parents get some stuff done and can relax a little bit. We take good care of the kids and they like being here, and so I think their stress levels goes down too. I think as adults we forget when we're in stress, the kids can feel that, so it's kind of nice to get them out of some stuff that's not always the prettiest.
The Lacausa Crisis Nursery and Respite Center sits on the corner of South 6th and West Walker Streets in the Walker's Point neighborhood. I met Schoendorf there for a tour on a quiet morning.
Now we're coming into our kitchen area where we seat up to 15 folks. We have a counter by our kitchen where the kids can also sit, and then that leads into our play area where the kids hang out and do all their activities. And our average age here is probably 3, so it's geared a little bit younger. And we can hold up to 12 children at a time is our maximum.
In the basement, there's a playroom. On the second floor, there are 4 bedrooms.
Then we have another play area up here also where they can watch movies. We have 2 bathrooms. One's handicap accessible and one's not. And one of our bedrooms is kind of pinky for the gals. One is kind of bluey for the boys with 3 beds in each. And then we have our 4th bedroom has 4 beds and a crib. So, and then as we turn the corner here, one more bathroom. And our laundry area, since we have to do all the laundry every day and we have to wash our clothes at night.
There are 2 full-time staff on duty for each of the 3 shifts throughout the day. Schoendorf acknowledges that a crisis might not be limited to 72 hours, but the center at least provides space for parents to get some things in order.
One of the main issues that's a common thread through most families would be poverty. I think that's a common denominator. And I think when you add poverty to any issue that might crop up in daily life, it just makes things that much harder.
Most of the families the Lacausa Nursery and Respite Center serves come from the Milwaukee area and nearby counties. Half of the children that come through the center are Black, 25% are Hispanic, and 25% are white. Some of the crises that the families are experiencing are homelessness, domestic violence, or someone in the family needing treatment services. In addition to having their children stay here for up to 3 days, parents and guardians also can use the center for respite care when they need a break, for a few hours, up to a full day. There's no charge for the overnight or respite care. Rebecca Roberson, a mother of 2, has used both options.
I actually used them multiple times. Like, I've had multiple surgeries, so they've kept my kids for me. Or, like, I just needed a break or I got something special going on. They will watch my kids for me.
Roberson says more people should know about Lacausa.
They are a very, very big importance to me and my family, and my kids love going there so much. They'll be like, we're going to Lacausa today. Yeah, they're more than a big help to me.
Roberson says her kids are already looking forward to the next time they can go. Lacausa is open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.